Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
I live alone.
Oh, you live alone. Oh, okay.
Or, you know,
someone who
is single.
Oh, okay.
And the enemy, I've gone through a lot of what she was talking about.
Okay.
And the nine games and the forces of darkness.
Sure.
And they try to come on you, and they have tried to cut my breath off and,
sure,
you know, all that sort of stuff, and I declare it's over. But I declare it's over.
Amen.
The question is, for other people, what do you do?
Well, for yourself, first of all, you train people. But for yourself, and see, the devil comes in to make you sick or to attack you, cut off your breath or anything else, and he does it all totally by deception.
Yeah.
But he physically does this. When he comes in to attack you, if you don't know you have power over him and that he has to be subject to you in the name of Jesus, that beast will literally kill you. He will kill you. But you don't have to put up with that. But the way you get rid of him is you speak to him directly in the name of Jesus. Satan, you demon of hell that's coming against me, that's putting this pain or this cutting off my breath, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. I demand that you get out of my house and go to the pit of hell now. And I am not taking no for an answer. Can you imagine, especially since you're a lady, can you imagine you ladies that have just worked all day and cleaned your kitchen and it's the most magnificent, beautiful place and not one spot of dirt in your kitchen. And all of a sudden, an old, filthy, 100-pound, muddy, dirty hog walks in the back door of your kitchen. I guess you would just say, "That's okay, Mrs. Pig, come on in." Not hardly, right?
Not hardly.
I mean, you would grab a broom, you would start swatting at that beast and say, "Get out of my house." Now, that's exactly what you have to do to the devil. When that muddy, wicked, nasty, killing, stealing beast comes in your house to kill, steal, and destroy, you take God's word, which is the weapons, and you drive him out in Jesus' name, and he will leave. Now, if you don't know who you are, he'll beat up on you all of your life.
So
I don't have that problem anymore. When that devil, he don't come by my house. When that beast stops at my house, he knows he's fixing to get his kicked. So he don't stop at my house. If he does, I'm going to kick him out. Just 1 second. This lady back here.
When you were commenting about people asking the fact that they hadn't heard different things in church that they thought they should have heard, it reminds me of this program that comes on from Monday to Friday every night called Open Forum on Family Radio, Harold Camping. And he is telling the people that they should, the church age is ended, that we're in the latter rain, and they need to come out of the doctrine, the churches with all the doctrines, things, and they need to come out because God is angry with the churches because they have not done what he has commanded them to do and what they were supposed to do. And that that he's bringing his wrath against the churches, and that if we stay in them, we're going to, you know, suffer the wrath too. That we are to read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible, and we are to go as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, and we are to use the word to bring people into the kingdom because we are in the latter of rain. It's good to have groups, small groups that believe as we do in the Bible and read and discuss the word with each other, but to get out of these churches that are not giving doing the thing that they're supposed to do. And I would just like to know, oh, what is your opinion about that?
Well, definitely don't get out of the church. God's wrath is not being poured out upon His church. He died for His bride. He died for His bride. He's giving us revelation as He will. He's given some revelation. That's why He's called me as a Southern Baptist and given me revelation. And I've taught similar things like that in a lot of Baptist churches. It kind of amazes me that the Baptist churches that God is opening up to me, because I've been a Baptist all my life, to go and sit down with a group of Baptists and get them healed and delivered. But He's also allowed me to come to some of these wild, violent Pentecostal churches and talk to. And I love that. But God's given me something that all of you can use. You know, He's given me revelation on certain areas that's bringing great results in His kingdom. But I'm going to tell you, in these last days, we're going to see a group of people in the church that God is going to call out of the church. That's going to be a unique group of people that's going to step into that great faith realm that I'm beginning to touch. I'm not there yet, but I'm beginning to touch. Your pastor's beginning to touch it. There's many others that are beginning to walk in that, but He's going to raise up a group of young people, young ones, that are going to have such great and awesome faith that they're literally going to speak. When a tornado comes to town, they're going to speak to it, and people are going to see it stop. When hail comes, they're going to speak to it. When accidents they see out there and see two cars starting to run together, they're going to speak to it. And an angel's going to move and the cars are not going to hit each other. They're going to speak to sickness and disease, and it's going to leave in massive numbers. You know, God's going to raise those kind of people up. He's not going to do that to all of the church. He says, I give these kind of gifts of this special faith to them that I will. He's the King of the church. Last time I checked, He's still the head. And Brother John told me the other day, he said, next time you check, He'll still be the King. Well, that's absolutely right. So just be grateful that you're part of the kingdom. And serve the Lord. Pray for those. In other words, do what God told us. If you find those that are not living where some of us are, then pray for them. Ask the Lord. Catch yourself up into the third heaven and say, Lord, this church down the street, this Methodist church, this Baptist church, this Lutheran church, I got an uncle or an aunt or sister that goes to that church. Lord, they're totally spiritual dead. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the forces of darkness that are blinding their minds to all these wonderful things. And I command them to leave them from the third heaven. Now, Lord, I ask You to begin to give that church revelation and wisdom and knowledge of Your Word. And guess what He'll do? He'll do it. See, He honors His Word when you speak it in faith. So that's why He left everything on earth in the hands of the church. Through prayer, that's how we get it done. If we don't pray, guess what God does? Nothing. Nothing. Not even in the souls of man. He'll let the whole world die and go to hell because we don't pray. Yet we want them to be saved. But we've not spent enough time in God's Word and asking for the revelation to learn how to make these things work. But when you learn, just like Brother John said there a while ago, that country that he was in, whatever it was, that learned this revelation from God, how to catch themselves up and pray, they did that for a couple of years, and then awesome things begin to happen. See, they finally broke through. This is what's wonderful. When you catch yourself up into the third heaven and you pray for somebody, and tomorrow they get saved. Wow, that's awesome. But now don't let that be the instrument that'll say, hey, it worked for him in one day, so that means if I pray for, boy, put my name for everybody down there and I expect all of them to get saved tomorrow. Forget it. The devil ain't going to give up that easy. You're going to enter into a battle plan. You're going to do this every day. You're going to do your warfare. You know, some battles are not won the first day. Some you fight them for days and weeks. But who's going to be the winner? You are. You are. In the name of Jesus. Because you're not going to give up, right? Sure. Not going to give up. Next question.
You said that you had the vision of praying from the third heaven, but the scriptures would maybe be for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Mm-hmm. Any place else where it talks about praying from the third heaven?
Well, the scripture says that our rightful position in Christ is in heaven, seated with Him.
Seated with Him. Okay.
So, see, He makes those statements to us, but if we're not careful, we miss them. Because most Christians never see themselves in the third heaven. Well, now how can you go to the third heaven? By faith in the spirit realm. That's the only way you can go. So unless God were to translate you, now he has taken a few people up there, you know, and Paul even said, well, that was in the body, or I don't know. You know, all I know, I was in the third heaven. See, the Lord caught him up there and let him see it, see, and trained him while he was up there. And go give him all these awesome revelations, then send him back. And so Paul, I mean, even though he said, man, I was up there, but whether I was in the flesh or in the body, I mean, you know, in the spirit, I don't know. You know, he didn't even know. So you see how confusing it can be. But all he did know, he was there and he saw it, whether it was in the spirit or what. But you and I can go and do it in the spirit realm now as sons of God anytime we want to, because, I mean, if when God gives somebody revelation, obviously he's giving more people revelation to this, because like Brother John said there a while ago, wherever it was, that country he was in, there was people all over the place, you know, that learned how to catch himself up into the third heaven. We're going to get your question in just a minute.
Yeah, there's so many people raising their hand up and trying to get it.
There are people who are, I'm sure, healed and all, but you can feel the power. Just go out to about the fourth row and just leave. And it's obviously a spirit of unbelief. Would it help to go through the church and bind that spirit of unbelief before we start our services?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay. You bet. That definitely would help. In fact, I had a preacher tell me one time he had been down in a foreign country and he had prayed and been down there for 10 or 15 years. And I believe he was a Baptist. And he had like 100 people in a city of 200,000. And he was the only church in town. Only church there. And he said some evangelist come down there one time and he thought, well, ain't no use in him going out there. I've been knocking on doors, been doing everything. He said this guy walked into town, set up a tent, said the place filled up with people. He got, I think, 100 or 200 or 300 people saved every night. And he said, I was awestruck. He said, I heard what was happening. I went down there to one of his meetings. He said, I sat back there and listened. Said he got up and preached the same things I preached. He preached salvation. But said he did something I had never done. He said, now then I'm going to give an invitation. And he stood up and he said, Satan, I kick you out of here in the name of Jesus. You will not blind the mind of nobody in this place. I said, I know you're the one that blinds the minds of people, so Satan, get out in Jesus' name. He said, now, Father, convict them all of sin.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.